that you're gonna regret.
But if you wanna stay in shape,
well, you better hit
the Gymwits,
Gymwits. That's right, man.
Welcome to the Gymwits Podcast. I'm Ryan George.
I'm Justin Guild, a.k.a. Chef Sonic.
And we are the Gymwits. So, Justin, you know what sucks?
What sucks?
Being sick.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I'm dealing with it now.
Yeah, I had a miserable, I don't want to say miserable cold, but a bad enough cold that I couldn't really do much for a few days or up to a week.
It completely saps your energy.
Oh, yeah. And then getting back, it's just miserable. Frustrating. So it's just hard because, like, I've been training pretty hard for a few months, I should say, and was getting into the condition that I wanted to get into, and then it just totally brought me back down to like where I was before I started, and it's rough getting back, and then like doing something that 2 weeks ago was pretty easy, I was like winded, even like teaching classes, like demonstrating exercises, and I'd be tired and have to kind of fake, you know, being tired because I don't look like I'm not fit telling people to do their exercises. So it's definitely a rough thing.
No, I know, because I had gone through a very busy spell where I wasn't working out very much. And then finally I had a little time off. But then I got sick.
Yeah.
And it completely sapped my energy. And I'm like, I'm still dealing with it. It's almost out. It's like right in my head. That's why I sound a little stuffy. It's just not leaving. It's like stuck with me for now. It's almost a month. It's, it's really annoying.
Something lingers. I know a few people have had a similar situation. Me,
something's going on.
It's like I had a 24-hour bug to start, where the symptoms were like chills and little like basically chills, and I think I had a bad headache and aches, and then that went away, and then the next day, so I had a day where I felt good. Then the next day I had like cold symptoms, so I had a like stuffy nose and shortness of breath and coughing and sore throat.
Sure.
So then I was dealing with all that, and that lasted a little bit longer. So that lasted a few days, like up to a week.
Yeah. So, and especially for what we're going to talk about today, when you get sick, it's totally just really sucks as well, beyond working out, because it just shuts down your whole life, basically. And what Ryan and I are going to talk about today is being a freelancer and how to deal with fitness, or some workarounds, or how you can stay healthy, how you can stay fit, and still have that crazy schedule that you do. I am a freelancer as well as Ryan is, although now I know you have a lot more jobs where you're, classes and schedules, so perhaps you don't do as much freelance work
as
you used to, but you still have a significant amount. And of course, for me, everything I do is freelance. Even though I have some scheduled classes, it still falls under the umbrella of freelance.
Yeah.
And then, I'm constantly dealing with different clients. And so it's quite tricky. So Ryan and I thought that this would be a very valuable subject. We have a lot of friends that are freelancers, and we know that with this sort of new economy that we're embarking on, times have changed. Odd hour jobs are common now.
You know what's kind of funny? So we met over the weekend to do photos, and Justin mentioned that you wanted to do an episode on freelancers. So I actually thought you meant just on what it's like to be a freelancer and tips being a freelancer, which I thought was like, okay, that's a good idea, and it's not quite fitness and exercise, but we're open to doing episodes that maybe aren't fitness related. So I actually as kind of the way our show works, sometimes I kind of put together the kind of ideas that we're going to talk about. Sometimes Justin does it, but I said to Justin during the week, or I texted him early in the week, hey, can you put together this episode? You figure out the stuff, because I thought it's not really fitness related, so he can do that work. So I was like, you figure out the episode.
Oh, so you didn't realize that it was
no, I didn't realize it was
fitness.
So I didn't think it was about fitness. So when I came in today, I didn't realize it was fitness. And then when you were showing me the notes, I was like, oh yeah, that makes sense. So yeah, just thought it's kind of funny. Like wasn't ready for this topic, but the good thing is, while we were talking about the notes, we're probably going to end up referencing other podcasts, because a lot of the advice will be found in more detail in other podcasts.
Yeah, yeah.
But we'll cover it. It'll be, a lot. It's all stuff I've experienced with. Not like any of this needs like heavy research for me, because I've dealt with it myself and dealt with it with a lot of clients. But it's just funny that I thought it was a completely different topic until 10 minutes before we started recording, when I realized that this is actually how you relate freelance work into fitness. So.
Yeah, yeah. So the first thing, for those of you who don't know, as freelancers, we have a very unpredictable schedule, right? We'll get calls from jobs anywhere from, you know, months in advance to the next day. And we're constantly juggling appointments that we might have, plus jobs, plus social events, and all sorts of stuff like that. So the thing that often gets put on the back burner, unfortunately, well, is sleep for one. Everyone knows about that. But is also fitness. And I guess you could include the diet, too. An example of this might be, well, I had time blocked out today to go to the gym. And then I get a call that says, hey, you know, we got a show, a new show's been booked for Friday. We need to rehearse tonight. Can you make it tonight? And of course, I'm like, well, that's my job. I have to do it. And as far as Friday concerned, well, that's out the window as well.
Yeah.
So I'm sure you've dealt with similar things. You could understand why fitness would be put on the back burner, right?
Yeah, no, it's easy when it's your livelihood and when money is involved, or any other responsibility that you can't just push aside. Fitness is an exercise is easy enough to say, okay, well, I gotta skip it. I'll get back to it next week. It's kind of an ongoing thing with it's indefinite. You're never gonna, you know, ideally, you're never going to stop. So when it comes to getting a job or if you have kids or anything, we're specifically focusing on work and freelance work, it is easy for fitness to be put on the back burner. And so then it's finding ways around your schedule and around the unpredictable nature of the schedule to actually incorporate fitness.
And just for those that might be asking, well, why can't you just say no to this job? Do you really need all the money? And here's the answer to that. Yes, I can just turn down a job. Yeah, maybe it's only a couple $100s and I don't need it. But with freelance work, work breeds work.
Yeah, you're planting seeds a lot of times. So even one little nothing gig, it can turn into something.
Turn into a lot more. And you don't want to set the precedent that you're someone that isn't there for the job, even though they know they call you last minute. That's why, you know, I get a lot of calls, because people know that I'm able to finagle things and make it work last minute. Especially in the music industry where things are often last minute. You know, in other similar industries, photography, stuff like that, where you get called for a last-minute job, the ability to just pick up and go is very valuable.
I think another important thing is creating boundaries. So it's one thing to take a job. So if you get a call last minute, or I get a call last minute, hey, you know, I'd like to work out. I'm in town for a few weeks. I have somebody actually recently that happened where they're in town a few weeks. I wanted to schedule. It was that basically the only times I can meet them were times that I work out. So there is a difference between kind of getting a gig that, you know, is paying and taking the job. And as a freelancer, I think one of the big things, a lot of times it's feast or famine. So you really want to avoid, you know, unless you can afford it, you want to avoid turning down a gig. Because again, it's money, and B, it might turn into something more down the road. So you don't want to burn bridges, or even just kind of cut ties. You want to have some kind of relationship. So, but then you might have somebody who's asking for more time. Like in your case, in my case, it's a little different because I pretty much get paid for each hour that I work with somebody. But let's say you have a gig and the person wants to rehearse, but then they want to add more time to the rehearsal, or they want to add extra rehearsals that maybe you're not getting paid for. There is a situation where you may need to set boundaries. So sometimes for some people, they'll fitness isn't one of those boundaries. So it'll say, oh, it's when I have to work out. Okay, I'll spend the extra time. Where others, there's a clear boundary. Like, I'm not going to cross that, you know. So I think that's part of it too, is knowing when it's necessary. You know, you never tell somebody that like some people I know who their phone is on them, it's on and on them at all times. Even when they're working out, they're checking their texts, they're checking their emails, they're checking if they got to take
that's
a phone call.
Actually something we'll talk about later in this podcast.
So okay, so if we're gonna talk about it later, then I'll skip that for now. Then
concept.
You know, but there is that situation of like, is it really necessary? For some, it is. Some people, it's easy to say, well, just put your phone away, but for some, they can't do that. So I will leave it at that for now, and I'm sure we'll come back to it. As far as the initial problem of just the unpredictable nature of the schedule, there are a couple solutions. One solution is you just work out first thing in the morning. That is not ideal. For me, it would be terrible. I hate working out first thing in the morning. But the one thing you know with first thing in the morning is nothing will come in the way if you can, you know, the earlier you get your workout done. So the later you have your planned workout, the more chance there is for something to happen. I have a client who's like that. We work out first thing in the morning, twice a week. So she always makes her workouts. But she also is a member of the Muay Thai gym. that I work at. And she always schedules to go in the evening, and she never makes it. She's like, she's almost wasting money on membership because she rarely makes it.
I'm dealing with that.
Rarely
right
makes
now.
That. And the reason why is because every week it's like, I see her in the morning. I'm like, hey, so did you go to were you at the gym last night? Nope. My boss came in and I had to talk to him for a half hour, or this came up, or that came up, or that meeting. So every week I see her, she intends on going, but every week something comes up. But she's really consistent with her morning workout. She makes that, you know, we meet 6:45 twice a week. She makes that 6:45 appointment every week, twice a week, unless there's something that she knows about. She never, you know, cancels on me for that morning session, unless, again, there's something that, you know, she tells me a week in advance or 2 weeks in advance that she's not going to make it. So there you have one person who is perfect in the morning, but then for those evenings, you just can't do it. So part of it is just, you know, maybe you need to schedule a morning workout. The other part is that we're going to reference a podcast is the Jack Reacher theory, where, you know, again, I won't get too much into it, but basically it's a series of books that I read. And for him, it was like, you know, the idea being, you know, you want to have your coffee and your food whenever you can, because you never know when it's going to happen again. So same thing with exercise. You kind of be prepared to exercise, have your stuff with you. So if there's an opportunity to work out, you take that opportunity, because you just don't know if you're going to have another opportunity that week or that day or whatever it is. So you just always be prepared that maybe you can find a time to fit it in now, because you don't know when it's going to happen. So, you know, it's a challenge, but you want to find whatever you can do to get that workout in as early as possible and as quickly as possible.
Interesting. Now, one thing that I do is I look at my sort of weekly schedule or monthly schedule, whatever it is, and try to find the between spots where I know a job isn't going to come up. And a perfect example of this is right after our podcast. Every Wednesday night, I have a rehearsal. Every Wednesday afternoon, I have the podcast. The podcast, usually we finish work around 4:30 at the latest. I have 3 hours. That gives me, and it takes me 45 minutes to get to my rehearsal. There we go. I can spend 45 minutes to an hour working out. And I know that no job or nothing can come in that way. It's impossible for me to do a job in 3 hours. So that's one time. So for those of you that might be able to schedule on a weekly basis, look for the in-between spots where you know there isn't going to be a job. Now, of course, there's other things that get wrapped up in that we'll talk about. I guess let's talk about it now. And it's the this or that, right? When you work freelance, and you're especially during the busy parts, oftentimes it's, well, do I do this or do I do that? So, well, I could go to the gym, or I could run this errand, right? I'm actually dealing with that right now. I had a doctor's appointment, and for some reason, my insurance didn't pay them, for whatever reason. So now I have to call, and I'm dreading doing this. I'm going to have to call up my insurance company, wait on hold, talk to someone, have them try to figure out what it is, and that's going to take me an hour at least, right? So it's, well, I could go to the gym, or I could do this errand. And I know if once I make that phone call, who knows how long I'm going to be on the phone for. So this often comes up. Well, how do you deal with that whole concept of, well, I can do this errand, or I can go to the gym, or I could take a nap. I haven't slept very much. I could really use nap, or I could watch an episode of Game of Thrones. I could really use just some downtime. What do you think about that, as going to the gym versus, you know, trying to either getting an errand done or just relaxing, catching up on sleep, something like that?
It depends on the importance of the errand or the activity. So
things get backed up, yeah. Right? If I don't make this call, then I'm going to have another errand. And that, so then
So I'd like to think that fitness is a priority.
Sure.
You're one of, let's say if you have a list of your top five priorities or top five things, that fitness is somewhere in that top five. So then you have to consider, okay, this activity that I can get done, is how important is it? How necessary is it that I get it done now? What's the immediacy of that activity? If I put it off, is it okay to do it later today or tomorrow or the next day? Or does it have to be done now? So there's that part of, you know, how important is that activity or that errand that you need to run? And what are the consequences for not taking care of that? And then you have to weigh that against exercising, because then think, okay, is there an alternative time to exercise? Is it reasonable? Is it realistic?
You generally don't want to do the alternative exercise. Yeah. If that's your time, you want to work
now,
out there.
Oftentimes,
says the Jack Reacher theory.
Yeah, and now oftentimes, exercise requires a bit of, unless you're working out at home or you're in the office, exercise requires a bit of work. You have to go to the gym or to the, you know, wherever you're going to exercise. You have to change. So you have to carry a change of clothes. You have to actually perform the exercises, which could be anywhere 30 minutes to an hour and a half. Then you have to shower at the end and you have to change and leave. So it's an involved activity. Versus if it's, you have to make a phone call. Well, that theoretically can be done in any, you know, any situation. But maybe that is, you have to go to the DMV and get your license renewed, or so, or you have to do something that requires time and effort as well. So there's also that part involved. So it does come down to weighing the exercise versus that activity, and you know, again, how, you know, do you need to get that activity done right away? Can it be put off? What's the, you know, are there consequences if it does get put off? So
now, how about this? Would you recommend this? Doing something, running an errand at the gym, like a phone call? Or do you think that it's just so, just even though you might be on hold for 30 minutes and you can do your thing, that it's, you really want to avoid that if possible?
Yeah.
Or do you think that's okay, that it's not,
I would avoid negligible. It for a number of reasons. It takes your focus away from the actual exercise.
Even if you're on hold, you just know that it's lingering.
Yeah, right? And then let's say you're in the middle of a workout to stop your workout to go to talk, and then sometime, who knows how long the phone call is going to take. Yeah. I just think that you don't want to mix up. It doesn't make sense to mix up the two. You know, it's like one thing, let's say, like I did this yesterday, I had to write a bunch of emails, and lately, especially with being sick, I've been trying to spend 10 minutes on the bike warming up. Like, it's actually something I'm not used to doing. I go right into it, and I go against my own advice.
I need my warm-up.
So lately I've been getting on the recumbent bike and warm up. So I had a bunch of emails to send out, and so that's what I did. Is like, I sat on the recumbent bike, I was pedaling, and I wrote these emails out when I was. So that's something that you can do, but that also, I'm in control of my time. I knew what I was going to write. I knew that it would take me less than the 10 minutes. I was in control of that. But you don't necessarily want to multitask during a workout unless, like, again, like it's that part of the workout where I'm doing the warm up and I'm sitting there. But also, you have to consider gym's policies. Like, if you're on a lot of gyms have policies against being on phone calls, or if you're in a class and you're texting or on,
or you
know, checking
in. If you're in a class,
so,
you just can't do it.
You know,
I guess people have.
Oh, you know, absolutely. People do that all the time. It's completely disrespectful, but people do it. Yeah. So, you know, there's that part you want to, you know, consider.
Try to
as well.
Avoid doing that sort of stuff. All right, so now another part about freelancing, now this could differ from different freelance jobs, is that the job itself can be very demanding. So for me, on Tuesdays, when I teach, and teaching is actually a very demanding job for those of you who have taught before who were having and wondering about it, especially towards the end, I teach kids' bands, and that is quite demanding. I'm yelling, I'm running back and forth, I'm showing, and it's like I'm willing them to do it. So it really drains me. And that, mix that in with travel, something that never gets talked about, but travel, depending on how you do it, is also very exhausting. Now, some people might find the opposite. Like, if you're on, some people might find a train ride or something like that very therapeutic, but other people might say, no, that drains me, especially if it's crowded and there's people bumping into me, right? Or, you know, or if you close your eyes, that can actually make you more tired if you try to take a little nap. So the combination of those two things, maybe having a physically demanding job, I know that some people that work in some industries might have to carry lots of equipment here and there, and they're running around to do this and that, and then they have to travel for an hour afterwards. How do you deal with the sort of the physical demands of working freelance, and then say, "Well, now I'm on my way home. There's the gym. I'm just exhausted. But how do you get yourself to go?" And I know that it's always the classic, "Oh, just mentally willing yourself." But we know that you have to will yourself mentally anyway. Is there anything else, like drinking a Red Bull, like something like that? Is there anything that you can do to sort of get around the physical exhaustion?
That becomes person specific. And also, I think this applies to anybody, not just a freelancer. Anyone who has a stressful job is going to face that dilemma on a fairly regular basis. So I think it's finding the path of least resistance. That's often the situation. So if you're, again, I go back to working out in the morning. If you know that your days are really long and you're going to be really stressed at the end of the day, it might make the most sense to do the workout in the morning. Also, you might consider, how does the workout affect you? So for some people, the workout wakes them up. It gives them energy. So you might do it first thing in the morning to give you energy, or you may do it in the middle of the day because that'll give you, again, another burst of energy.
If you're able to.
Some people make them tired. So maybe go to the gym, do that workout, and that'll knock you out, and that'll help you kind of fall asleep easier.
Oh, yeah.
But I think beyond that's one thing to consider as far as when you're scheduling it. But the thing is when, again, the path of least resistance. So that might mean a shorter workout. It might mean finding a time during the day that is ideal for your energy levels. Again, if you're really, really tired and you find that it's easier to pick the, you know, the exit home versus the exit going to the gym, then it might make sense to work out earlier, or it might make sense to have a home workout that you can do before you go to sleep. It might make sense to just work out on the weekends. It's not ideal. Again, there's no idea. None of these are ideal situations. But if you find that during the week you just don't have the energy, you might need to switch it to the weekends. Or again, like I said, I have somebody I've been working with. I work at this doctor's office where I do kind of fitness consultations and I help people develop workout programs. And there are some times where I'm not one-on-one training with them. So all I can do is kind of develop a program, get feedback, and change it. And there have been situations where you almost have to modify it to the point where it's like, okay, you just wake up, you do some push-ups, you do some squats, and that's it. And that's their workout. It's like 2 minutes, but that's all that they can manage. And so, again, it's not ideal, but it's more than doing nothing. And then you try to build on that. So for some people, it means, you know, you just find a little pocket, you know, even if that pocket's 2 minutes, and you just start with that. And then build some consistency. And then you can take that and you can expand on it. So for any, anybody, again, a lot of times it's freelancers, but for anybody who is having a hard time finding a way to manage their own hectic schedule and their own feeling of being tired and exhausted, sometimes it just means finding a little pocket that you can be consistent with and working with that.
And so you don't recommend any supplement or anything that gives you sort of artificial energy?
I'm not a registered dietitian, so I'm not going to give much nutritional advice. As you know, I'll give basic advice and always kind of with that caveat that I'm not a dietitian.
I remember there was one day I was just tired and you're like, you know what? But this is the only time you ever said this to me. It was like, grab a Red Bull and meet me at the gym. You said that to me once.
Did I say that to you? Yeah. Did you say that to me?
No, you said that to me. I'm sure I've said it to you, but you said that to me. There was one time where you said that.
Yeah, I'm sure. Like, okay, look, just get there. If it's a friend or if it's someone I know well.
But it was
enough.
Also a one time. Okay, yeah. It was like, so, this is your time. Just do it. Get there.
Yeah. Okay. So again, everyone's different. I know people who drink a Red Bull and it'll put them to sleep. I know people who will drink Coke and that wires them. So if you know a method of giving you energy, sure, do it. Coffee usually works. Again, I can drink coffee at, late in the day. I can drink coffee at 8 o'clock and work out, from 8:30 to 9:30 and then still go to sleep fine. I know people who, if they drink coffee past 3 p.m., it's going to keep them up all night. So everyone's a little bit different. Coffee tends to help. A good source of energy is honey. And I do that. I'll have honey with me. I have it in my locker at the gym. So if I'm ever in need of like a little burst of energy, I will literally open it up and take a tablespoon of honey, and that will give me a jolt of energy. Again, that doesn't work for everybody. I know people I've given that advice to and it doesn't work, but beyond that, you kind of go with what works for you. And there a lot of the energy, but actually now to go back to it, and this again means dealing with a dietitian, a lot of energy level also has to do with diet.
Sure.
So
we're going to talk about is why that is also difficult.
So
with this
that's part of it is if you're eating a clean diet that's good, that has a high level of, leafy greens and fruits and vegetables and, the right balance of protein and carbs and fat. So if you need a balanced diet and you're eating regularly and it's healthy and clean and you're avoiding, lots of sugar and you're avoiding fried foods, if you're doing that, that's going to go a long way towards having good energy. On the flip side, if you wake up and you have a donut and a cup of coffee, or you skip breakfast. I won't even go into the skipping breakfast because that's a whole other thing, whether or not it's good. But let's say you wake up, first thing you do, you eat a donut and a coffee, or you have a bagel and coffee, and then lunch is
a big
sandwich or something fried or just heavy. And then your energy levels are going to suck. If you're snacking on Snickers or you're snacking on even what are supposedly good nutrition bars, like those are just loaded with sugar. So if you're eating unhealthy snacks and you have an unhealthy diet, your energy levels aren't going to be good. So you combine that with a stressful work schedule, you're not going to feel good. So one thing that can go a long way, again, towards your energy levels being better is just eating well.
Well, so let's talk about that. While we're on the subject of diet. So for freelancers, once again, it's often this or that. For me, it oftentimes it's Well, I could go to the gym.
If you talk about froyo, I'm going to throw a book at you, by the way.
No. Although I do love my froyo, but no, nothing to do that. Do I go shopping?
Yeah.
Or do I cook my dinner? Because, you know, I have to cook, clean, do this, blah, blah, blah. Right? Or I could go to the gym and just order food or pick something up. So that's something that we struggle with. It's oftentimes, if we're barely at home at all, we're eating on the go. I eat meals in my car, at least 4 or 5 meals a week in my car. So what are my options? I have to usually some sort of sandwich, right? It's never something super healthy, although yeah. I try
you
to find
make a
more
healthy
wrap. If I make my own sandwich or my own wrap, then I make it nice and healthy. But if I'm stuck in Nowheresville, now in New York, yes, there's a lot of healthy options. You can go and get a lot of healthy sandwiches and wraps and stuff. But what happens when I'm in Nowheresville? There's McDonald's, there's Subway, there's stuff like that. Maybe there's a diner, which maybe...
You just like demean right? most of our audience, unless uh-huh. most of our audience... Kind of like, yeah, from New York, it's fine, but anywhere else is just Nowheresville.
But what I'm talking about is mostly on the road, though, yeah. like on highways. Like, I'm not talking about... I'm not in just like... Yeah, if I'm able to be in a specific town, there's usually options, but I'm talking about like I'm on the highway.
Yeah.
Like, and that's no... I don't care where you are. That's Nowheresville. When you're on yeah. the highway, when you're on some sort of road, that's Nowheresville, right? There's no... It's like you pull off on the side and try to get in a strip mall USA. It's like wherever
okay,
you are.
Okay, well, so let's...
So how do I deal with
that?
Well,
that comes down to... That always comes down to preparation. And again, you weigh the risk, reward, or the cost benefit of whatever actions you're going to take. So if money is an issue, then you're probably going to have to prepare your meals at home. That's possible. Obviously, you can't... There's certain things you can't, may or may not be able to prepare. If you're off... Well... If you're a freelancer, I guess that's a little bit different because a lot of freelancers work at home, so that may not
oh, right.
count. It may, but maybe not. Maybe you're a freelancer that like me
For
that
me,
doesn't
I'm
work at
always
home.
Always on the
okay,
go.
So,
I'm always driving.
So you have to consider. Okay, there's a place.
I can prepare like, one meal. That's
okay,
fine.
Fine. But well, there are a few things you have to consider. If money isn't a variable that's important and that you have to be considerate of or aware of, then you may need to prepare your meals. Or you have to go shopping in advance and you have to plan out your week. That's just part of it. If money's not an option, then you have to know, okay, what are the places in the area that what can I order? Are there any restaurants that are close by? Or what times can... So a lot of it does come down to preparation and planning when it comes to the diet and whatever choices you make.
That's possible, but this is the day that I'm used to. All right, so you have to drive out an hour and a half to Long Island or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Then we have a 2.5 hour rehearsal. Mm-hmm. Then you have to head home. Yeah. But then I might have been coming from another job. So yeah, maybe I was able to. Maybe I could prepare two meals. But that in itself, it's like then my preparation. That's my time that I would be at the gym. So once again, I could go to the gym or I could prepare my meals.
But you could have prepared your meals on your day off. You could have prepared.
But that's
for the
whole thing on my day off. Well, yes. Assuming that I have that time. But once again, the freelance lifestyle, it's often this or that. We never have a day off, right? Well, you're sort of in a different situation. Like for me, I never have a complete day off because there's always something I could be doing. I could be writing. I could be practicing. And I have to do these things. They're not optional. Right, I have to practice. I have to write. I have to. There's always a record that I'm working on. There's always something that I'm doing.
Yeah.
So it's like I could be doing that, or I could be preparing food. So I guess, sure. You have to balance. You have to sort, and that's we preach that. Sure. Okay. So yeah, maybe some of the meals I can make, but then oftentimes there's no way around it. I'm gonna be stuck driving, and I'm gonna have to choose from a Subway, a McDonald's,
or
something like that.
So maybe. The other thing, okay, then you have to figure out what's close to where I am at,
yeah.
and what can I order there? Are there healthy options? Again, sometimes it's not the ideal thing.
Sure.
Subway is not that good, but there are a couple things that you can find in Subway that are going to be better than some of the other
in ordering
places.
A Big Mac and large fries.
Yeah. The other thing is, when I say preparing, sometimes it may be preparing your meals. Okay, in your case, you live near West Side Market, right? West Side
yeah.
Market
and I
live is super is pretty expensive, but sometimes if you get the prepared meals
yeah,
and you
that's a good idea.
Mix them up properly, which
oh,
I do all the
idea.
Time, it's not that expensive, and it bypasses the need to prepare to cook,
no.
but it at least gives you something that you can eat. That you can, if you can buy things that can heat up, you buy things that you can eat cold.
That's interesting, yeah.
So again, that's just finding what can I do. So for me, I'll give you my, for me, I'm all over the place. I never know when I'm going to have that, you know, I know when
you,
I'll have
you're
a
around,
little bit of time
you're
free.
You're around New York City though. And
yeah, yeah.
A lot,
so,
but, there's a lot of options.
But again, but what I'll do is on Sunday, I'm not, it may not prepare my meals, but, or Sunday or Monday, I'll go to West Side Market and pick up things and then just throw that in the fridge and
that's
leave that and then take
idea.
Whatever I need to take
so
with
even
me.
If you're not preparing food,
so you, when I say,
shopping
so
is
I should
preparation.
Say shopping could be included in that. And then yeah. that means shopping is just, okay, I'll stop at the grocery on my way home. Again, it's never going to be ideal, but maybe you pick
no,
up some prepared
a,
things.
That's
you pick up
better.
Some frozen yogurt. Pick up some you pick up some Greek yogurt. You pick up some fruits. I wonder how many people have listened, like listened enough to know that the get the froyo yep. or the frozen yogurt thing. Well, whatever case. So, that's the.
Why do you dislike froyo so much?
No, nothing. So anyway, not that I dislike it, but so it was just there was a podcast where I think you were talking about it as being like a healthy. Like a healthy food or a healthy.
No, no, no. I talked about it. That it was my treat.
Okay, got it.
Like after, but it wasn't an unhealthy treat because I don't like get the froyo and then put in the candy and like that's what you do. You put in like Snickers and M&Ms into your froyo.
That
I put in
true.
Strawberries and blueberries.
Okay,
so there's the difference. All right,
so, regardless, so. What was I saying? I lost track.
So, well, part of including the shopping.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Sort of
so that could be
preparation, so
that could be included in preparation.
Very, very.
So
seems so simple, but that's actually
so
brilliant.
Again, everyone's different. So, like, I know that I can't afford to eat out in New York every day. Even though I do that way more often than I should, but I don't have the time or the will. Or the drive to prepare my meals, you yeah. know. So that's the balance for me is going to West Side Market, buying some things, mixing and matching. And you do it right, you can do it at a reasonable price because that place can be pretty expensive. It can be, you know, it's like Whole Foods,
or Whole
maybe
Foods,
a little,
yeah, yeah.
you know. But you can do the same with some stuff at Whole Foods. There are lots of prepared meals at Whole Foods that you can buy that are reasonably priced if you
yeah,
if
yeah.
you do it right. So
no, they're, I mean that's totally reasonable. If you think about it, eating at Subway or McDonald's. Isn't cheap. It's you're still $12 for a meal.
Oh yeah.
So there's no way you can get out of it. Maybe you can. Yeah, they have some value thing, but though it's like I don't know. Maybe
no,
I haven't been there in a while.
It'll
so.
Add up anyway. No matter how you look
sure.
at it, it's gonna add up. So you have to decide
them.
What's gonna. It's just again, it all comes down to planning and preparation. If you know what you're capable of and you know what the week looks like, you can prepare properly for yourself and for your schedule and for your lifestyle. But if you just leave it, if it's just like, oh, I'll figure it out when I'm hungry, then yeah, you're going to make bad decisions. So.
Which is like what us New Yorkers love to do. We think we can just wing everything.
Yeah.
And especially our freelancers that we're used to living that lifestyle. We think, oh, we'll figure it out. I'll get something right.
Yeah.
And so, but then we wind it adds up. Like these, yeah. you know, your diet is very important. And that might be one of the reasons why we're sapped of energy.
Yeah.
So. Sort of on the sort of the flip side of things, you know, we talked a lot about the physical energy and the diet and how it sort of they work together. But now there's something else, and it's mental fatigue. Mm. So oftentimes, and this could once again, this is not just for freelancers. This could go for anyone who has a stressful job dealing with lots of clients that has a lot of responsibilities. You know, oftentimes I'll get calls from people, you know, and they're trying to schedule something, or I'm on those long email chains where everyone's trying to figure out a day for a rehearsal that they can meet. Then someone's calling me up asking me about how are we going to finish this record, and then I'm getting a call from another client, a prospective client, who's wondering what I can do for them, and then I'm, you know, answering this other email and this. So all of these things are going on, and I'm just exhausted. Even when I'm at the gym, I'm thinking, ugh, you know, I'm fatigued, like I'm, and plus I have to have my phone on, and I know that because someone I'm waiting on a call from a client, and I'm just dreading getting that call, and it's in the back of my mind that I'm going to get a call, and I can't get into my workout. You know, maybe I just had an issue with a client that was just drained the life out of me. Like, how do you deal with the mental fatigue?
I get it.
You know, everyone's a little different.
Again, it's everyone's different.
How do you deal with that? So are you able to just block it
you know,
out?
For me, for whatever reason, when I work out, I put on music and I just, the world kind of, I'm able to shift everything to the side or compartmentalize a little bit. So I am able to deal with stress when I exercise like that. Even if I'm doing something I don't like, I tend to be able to push things to the side and just focus on the workout and on the music, and you know, it can be kind of stress relief for me. And
it should be, right?
Yeah.
Shouldn't it be? But not everyone's
like that. I know tons of people who have a hard time compartmentalizing, and if there's something stressful going on in their life, they take it with them, and it almost creates more anxiety. The workout itself actually creates more anxiety because they don't love the workout, they don't love working out to begin with, and then they have to do this workout, but in the meantime, they're really spending most of their time focusing on what they're doing. So I think in that case, you know, the best thing to do is again, it's like the path of least resistance. What type of exercise is gonna get your mind, maybe what'll get your mind off of it.
Oh.
It might be something easier, maybe getting in the pool or trying to learn a new skill. Sometimes learning a new skill means that your mental energy has to go towards that skill. So maybe you take a class that you're not used to taking, or you do a workout or something that's different, because your mental energy and focus goes towards that thing, rather than if you're doing something that's, let's say you do the same workout, let's say you love spinning and you go to spinning all the time. People love spinning, and I enjoy it, but it can be kind of monotonous. You're doing the same thing. You know, there's only so many things you can do in a spinning class at some point. Now, all the instructors are different, and they can motivate you, and music is whatever. So not that it gets boring, but it can be monotonous. So if I have something that's stressing me out, going to a spinning class will not diminish that stress because you're doing the same thing. Like, you're not – the mental energy – it can still be focused on that activity, because spinning becomes, it's kind of automatic. You're doing the same movement.
Couldn't that also be considered a positive? So you're just doing something that you don't have to think about. So even if you are elsewhere, you're still at least getting your workout in.
Yeah.
Like for me, doing something that is sort of involved, that might not be a completely new skill, but if I'm doing like intervals where I have to motivate, where I'm not maybe not on the clock, where I have to motivate myself, or doing more lifts that I have to really concentrate on, and then I'm sort of waiting, right, I'll wait extra long, like something for me like that might be tricky, although I see both sides of the coin. For me, doing a mindless cardio thing that I've done a million times is actually a way that that I'm locked into a time, it will force me to do it, because I'll just stick with what it is, even though the stress might still be on my mind, at least my body is going through the motions.
The question is,
is that what you really want?
Well, no, the question is, do you want that on your mind or not? If you want to get rid of that stress for a little while, for the hour you're at the gym, then you do something that's going to take your mind off, whether it's just something so intense that you can't think about the stress, or it's a new skill or something that requires mental energy.
Well, I always loved hitting the heavy bag. That was always a great way for me to...
If your goal is just, I just want to work out and I need to think about it, then yeah, sure, you can get on the treadmill or the bike and you can still be mentally handling whatever the stressful situation is. And again, maybe it's a situation where you have a meeting, or you have to talk to somebody, or something really stressful happened. So you have to work it through your head, and so you might work out while you're still working that out in your head.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It really depends on what your goal is. If you want to alleviate the stress,
so intense that you have to focus on.
Yeah, I mean, and that might be part of why because I tend to not do things that are boring, or if I do something that's not intense, it's usually because it requires a lot of balance or energy, focus. So I tend to be able to, again, compartmentalize and not focus on whatever's stressing me out, at least while I'm working out, and then it comes back, you know. But it's a challenge. But again, it depends on the person and what you want out of it. And I know some people who the gym is a bit of like a sanctuary for them.
Sure.
So they go to the gym and they're able to just take their mind off of everything. And sometimes they don't want to leave, because then it's like, you know, oh crap, I got to go back to whatever's stressing me out.
And
so
it's funny, because it used to be that way for me. It was either the gym or the mat, or going to kickboxing or judo or whatever it was. That was my sanctuary. In fact, that was my therapy when I would go and train or something like that. Although for whatever reason now it's just, I guess it's not the same for whatever reason. But I'm sure I could get that back.
Yeah,
do you feel that it works as a therapy for you, training?
A little, yes, it does. But there are some people now who the exercise actually creates stress for them. They don't like it. So that's a whole other kind of class. So if you're both, you have a stressful life and working out is stressful for you, that's a challenge.
Why would working out be stressful?
Just people don't like exercise. I know people just don't like it.
It seems like a job. And it's
Yeah, absolutely. Most people feel, no, I don't know, most people, I think most people may be a little ambivalent towards it.
Yeah.
But, there's definitely a significant amount of people who hate the process or who don't enjoy the process, who are stressed out by it. That's why I have a job. You know, if people loved working out, I wouldn't have a job. People wouldn't, you know, they're not going to pay me to make them do something that they want to do. You know, that's people don't like exercise, so they need something. They need the accountability. So I think if you're in that case, then your actual workout has to be something that is quick, you know, ideally quick and intense, gets you in and out, you know, without having to be, you know, you don't want extra stress added to your life because of the workout.
Actually, that's interesting that you mentioned that. A lot of people that do freelance are artists.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to stereotype too much, but from a lot of artists that I know are not into the gym and gym culture. It just goes against them. And I know it's a stereotype. I know it's so cliche, the thought of people that are more artistic types. And there's so many art, and that means so much. You can be artistic in so many different ways. And I know I'm stereotyping a little bit. But, you know, the thought is, oh, they like to do yoga or something more like that, and they're not into this whole gym culture, lifting weights, stuff like that. So, and now this could be an issue as well, that perhaps a lot of freelance artists like to do some sort of activity, you know, yoga or something like that, but have trouble because of their schedule, either maybe because of money, that joining something like that is expensive, or they don't, or something like me more so would, like, I don't mind spending the money, but I don't want to spend it if I'm not going to use it. Mm-hmm. So, and that is actually an issue I'm having right now. I'm paying for this kickboxing and I'm just not going.
Yeah.
So it's kind of upsetting me a little bit. Do you have any advice? I know there's no real right answer to this, but do you have any advice for maybe freelancers, maybe more on the artistic side, that would love to do fitness-related activities but have a struggle with that because of their schedule? Like, what do you do in that case? Can you do it on your own? Maybe try to do videos or something like that?
Again, you find what works for you. So, if you know, you have to prioritize the fitness. In your case, too, you have me coming in. I know there are pockets. I know you had a hard time scheduling, but there have been pockets of time where you probably could make it. But I think you fell off your routine, so you're not. Like, there was a time where you were good about it. You're at least a couple times a week. So part of it is prioritizing the fitness again and saying, okay, I'm going to go. Like, you know, and sometimes turning down that job or that extra work that you might, you know, that you don't want to turn down, just to say I got to go. You know, putting down the phone, or going after the podcast. You had 3 hours. Go to the gym. Why aren't what you used to? We used to record and then we'd head to the gym and take class. So, you know, I think part of it is prioritizing the exercise. Now, it might be a situation where you just can't do it. Then you have to find alternatives. So, is there an alternative gym that has a good schedule, or are there videos?
24-hour MMA
you can do
gym.
Home? Yeah, like, you know, they must exist somewhere.
They did. There is one.
So, yeah, I think that's, you know, really prioritizing the fitness and getting back into a consistent schedule is the key, especially for you. Mm.
Yeah, for me, it's funny that it's not the class. For instance, if a kickboxing class was next door, I'd be like, that's great. For me, it's just the thought of either driving there or taking the subway. I loathe taking the subway. I'd much prefer to drive, but then it's like, oh, I have to sit in traffic. Oh, then I have to find parking when I get back. So for me, it's more the travel and just having to get there and go through the whole process. And then the dreading of having to come back and find parking or being on the subway. That's actually been my issue with the kickboxing is because I've had not much time to do stuff, so it's just getting there is the problem. I'm going to say this, that next week everything changes. My whole schedule changes. Now I go into summer mode, so a lot of the classes that I'm teaching and stuff like that have now fallen off. I'm finishing. I have a record that I'm just about to finish, so I'll be hitting the – and if I can't – you know what? And if I can't hit the kickboxing gym more often, I'm just going to stop my membership because it's just worthless. And then I'll pick it up when I'm in that mode of being able to go.
Yep.
So what do you guys think? Are any of you guys freelancers out there? We'd really love to hear.
Is there anything, any obstacle that we didn't touch on?
I'm sure that there's always something, you know, so please let us know. Yep. I mean, we'll certainly do a follow-up if there's anything we can add to it, or if you have any questions. You know, we always doing Ask the Trainer. If there's something we didn't address or something similar, right, maybe you're not a complete freelancer, but you work a job that might have similar issues, please let us know something that you might be dealing with.
Yep.
And we'd certainly be happy to address it. Every time you guys write in, it gives us you know, it gives us fodder, it inspires us. So, you know, and we want to give back to you. That's what we're here for.
Yep.
So you know where to reach us.
TheGymWits@gmail.com if you have a question, comment, or want to submit to Ask the Trainer. And we're on iTunes. If you are listening to us on iTunes and you haven't already, please leave a review. It helps us, helps the algorithms, and gets people to find us. But we're also everywhere. We're on Google Play Music, Spotify, Stitcher.
And how's that app coming along?
And the app, it should be up soon. When this posts, there's a good chance that if you go the App Store, it'll be up. So, and that'll be cool. We'll try to work on some bonus content for most episodes. I can't guarantee that, but we'll try to do some bonus content for the episodes if you download the app. So, you know, when you listen to this, there is a good chance that if you go into the App Store and type in the GymWits app will pop up. But I cannot completely guarantee that, but it should be soon.
Very soon.
All right. It's 4 to 6 weeks, and we're about 6 weeks into it. So hopefully that process will be finished soon. All right. So that's it. I'm Ryan George.
I'm Justin Guild, a.k.a. Chef Sonic.
We are the GymWits.